From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
Radio shock jock Don Imus was probably still reeling from being fired for racist and sexist remarks when public disapproval turned on gangster rap. I say it's about time. A disclaimer here. My music of choice is jazz. I'm as up on hip-hop music as the average middle-aged woman. However, if I don't know the music, as an observer of urban culture, I have seen some of its influence. For starters, hip-hop is not monolithic. There's a progressive genre, a commercial variety, and music in between. The music that's promoted the most is typically the more sensational, gangster rap, which glorifies violence and spews misogyny and homophobia. It also promotes a rampant materialism that trumps all other values. Gangster rap is a kind of minstrel show, with thuggery serving as modern-day blackface. A lot of people have made a lot of money off of it. On the flip side, it has been most harmful to the poor and uneducated, primarily African-American kids seduced by its beats and nihilistic vision. It's too simplistic to blame gangster rap for the tragedy of young African-American men killing each other in Oakland and San Francisco, but it certainly glorifies the thug lifestyle. Rappers like to say they're only reflecting the gritty reality of urban streets. At some point, they have to take responsibility for their part in promoting thuggery. Ironically, the original expression of hip-hop was a protest music of the dispossessed. It was co-opted by big business and big stars for big bucks, exploiting the very population that created the form. But even before the recent criticism, there were indications gangster rap was losing its sway. Sales were down last year. A survey of young African Americans who said they listened to rap music every day found they were sick of the misogyny and violence. Nas, a progressive hip-hop artist, called for the end of rap, saying it had been corrupted beyond recognition or salvation. Even rap mogul Russell Simmons, credited with bringing rap into the mainstream, called on the industry to clean up the lyrics. Maybe the pendulum is swinging toward a more enlightened thinking expression of hip-hop. Enough of the thug life. With a perspective, this is Brenda Payton.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.